Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers and Tigers tonight at American Family Field. It's a 6:40 pitch for the crew. First pitch, that is. So Brewers got boat raced again Monday night. 9-1 the final against the Tigers. I thought it was interesting what manager Pat Murphy had to say about that. He seems none too happy that this isn't the first time or the second or the third, apparently, that this has happened to us.
This is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
Is it though?
I was going to say, does it really matter? I mean, you don't want to get beat up.
You don't want that. I didn't watch as a fan. I was flipping back and forth through a couple of things, and like I think I don't know what it was, 5-0 or whatever it was. I'm like, nope, don't need this in my life.
Now 5-0 is still reachable.
Yeah, it was reachable, but it wasn't going anywhere. So that's where I was on that. So no, you don't want that as fans. You don't want that as the manager for your team, and you don't want to get beat up. Like, is that a sign of some larger problem that you're giving up all those runs? However, in the standings, it looks the same. It's a loss.
You're right. Just one L.
I'll take the 9-1 thumping over having a 4-run lead in the ninth inning and losing that one the other night.
Well, because that just hurts you more. That hurts your heart more.
Yeah. And I'll take it over a 1-0 pitcher's duel. Like, all right, we got beat. Big deal. Easier to, I think, turn the page on that. Now, I guess if you keep getting boat, if it keeps happening, then it's a sign of a larger issue.
That is a surprise. Now, I mean, can't you put that a little bit on the pitching, too? I mean, it's not like we haven't had an easy go with the pitching this year so far.
Well, we did run up against a Cy Young Award winner as the manager, Pat Murphy, on the line with us now on Brewers the 60. Pat, we were just talking about whether or not it's easier to turn the page on a 9-1 boat race versus a 1-0 game or a heartbreaker like you had Saturday night against the Diamondbacks?
Well, they're both hard, but, you know, Scuba was pretty special last night. He was on it, and when you give him a big lead, he knows what to do. He's even though he hasn't been doing it for that long, he's an old enough, mature enough kid that he gets it, and he went right at us. And it's hard to play catch-up against a guy like that.
So you said last night after the game that you were concerned that this was the fourth time you guys gotten beaten up pretty good in a game, and you couldn't remember that many times at all last year total versus the four times it's already happened this year. Why does that matter? Why does that concern you?
Well, obviously, we've had 10 of our top 15 pitchers out. And when you have that kind of injuries, you know, it leaves you with, you know, you can't fall too far behind. You know, we have a very young team. We didn't go out and sign a bunch of free agents. That's not how we do things. And, you got a small margin for error. And when you have that many injuries, it's just very difficult to stay on track, you know, especially when you're facing a Cy Young winner. And, you know, Todd Alexander did a great job last night. I know people can look at the line and say, He had give up 8 runs. Well, we played bad defense behind him. And, you know, he's not supposed to be in that role for us. He's a reliever, a long reliever, and we're asking him to pick up the slack. And he's done a magnificent job up to this point, and he should be commended for it. It's like asking a 9-hole hitter to, you know, hit in 4-hole. You know, it's like that's where we're at right now with our injuries.
Moment that stood out for me on Alexander's start yesterday, Murph, was when he had the poor throw over to first base. And I don't know if he was looking into the dugout, but the camera was tight on him when he like had that look of, I know, man, that was terrible. I hurt myself. I hurt my team. I'm going to bounce right back and get back on the hill and figure it out.
He's a great kid. He's a pro. He's one of our few experienced guys. And you just trust him because, you know, he knows what's up. He knows what, you know, how to handle himself. And we take pride in our defense on the mound. And when that happens, he feels like, oh, God, you know, I'm supposed to practice what I preach. And, you know, it's gut-wrenching when things are going the wrong way, which it can in this game. And, yeah, I felt for him. Believe me, I felt for him.
Tigers again tonight. What do we know about the pitching matchup tonight?
Well, our guy is a newly acquired guy, Quinn Priester, who has big potential. He was in AAA recently with the Red Sox, and we traded for him. We think he's got a big upside. And he goes against the veteran in Flaherty, who we've seen many times here. Again, one of the top pitchers in the American League. He's been great. He's their number two behind Scooble. And, yeah, we've beaten him before, so we have optimism. But we'll have our work cut out for us, and we got to play right.
You get a chance to talk to Corbin Burns at all over the weekend?
Just nodded at each other. You know, he had work to do. We had work to do, so we just nodded at each other. Good man.
Last thing for you, coming off the first lengthy road trip of the season. Of course, you started on the road in New York, but then you hit the road for more than a week. Some new guys, some new faces. Any hijinks? Anybody break curfew? You have to slap anybody around at all?
No. They were so exhausted from all the travel. They were so exhausted and so, you know, we've been so beat up, and there's guys coming and going and guys that haven't been in the big leagues before. So it's there's some fun times because guys are newbies and, you know, they don't know exactly how to go or where to go. But no, it was, all in all, it's the West Coast trips are a little more challenging because of the time difference, but it's yeah, it was pretty good. The guys are great. Are you kidding? They're professionals, and they value what they do. They don't take it for granted. And I'm glad we're in that. We have that group.
And Yelly back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, Yelly will be back in there tonight.
Awesome. Brewers and Tigers tonight at American Family Field. 6:40 is the first pitch. Thanks, Murph.
You got it, guys.